This is Andy Shore from Washington, D.C., with the Pulmonary and Critical Care Literature Update. I'd like to point out an article by Cortland and colleagues in the July 7th issue of JAMA called the PATIS PE Study. Pulmonary embolism is a major issue for pulmonary and critical care physicians, and one of the most challenging questions is what do we do in terms of duration of anticoagulation for patients with their first unprovoked PE? Generally, the recommendation is you anticoagulate those patients for 6 months and then you stop it. However, we have a number of studies historically that show that if you extend anticoagulation up to 24 months versus stopping it at 6 months, you actually decrease the rate of subsequent pulmonary embolism. However, it comes at the cost of some bleeding. Overall mortality rates are similar in those kinds of trials, but the studies were very small and underpowered in terms of looking at mortality. Unfortunately, if you go out 24 months and you stop the anticoagulation, what happens at month 25? That's very unestablished and not very clear. And that was the focus of the PATIS PE study. These authors took patients who had already had 6 months of pulmonary embolism, or 6 months of anticoagulation, rather, for first unprovoked PE, and then randomized them to either 18 more months of anticoagulation with Coumadin, goal INR of 2-3 versus placebo. And then they looked during that follow-up period at both fatal bleeding and recurrent venous thromboembolic events. And the primary endpoint was a pooling of those two phenomena. However, at the end of the now subsequent 24 months from the initiation or the initial diagnosis of pulmonary embolism, they continued to follow patients. So after 24 months, the original placebo arm is still on placebo, hasn't gotten any coagulation except for the first 6 months after their PE. And the second cohort now has gotten a total of 24 months of anticoagulation and then gets nothing. And they look now for a total or an average of about 42 months. 41 months was the actual median follow-up. So now a very long study with basically three separate phases, a treatment mandatory period for everyone, a treatment randomization period, and then a no treatment period with observation and follow-up. The study included about 360 plus patients, about 180 some in each arm, very well matched for risk factors, comorbidities, age, etc., and excellent detail in terms of attention to follow-up. And that's really what these investigators should be commended for, because as you can imagine, over a study that nearly goes on for 4 years, where follow-up is key, it's very easy to lose patients. And these authors really had very little loss to follow-up, because it could only take maybe loss of one or two patients here or one or two deaths on either side due to loss to follow-up that could really skew the results. So if you break out the details of the study, what you see is in some sense not surprising. During the 18 months of added anticoagulation in one arm and placebo in the other, the rate of recurrent venous thromboembolism is reduced substantially from about 24, 25 events to about 8. That comes at the price, of course, of more major bleeding. There's one major bleed in the placebo arm, 4 in the treatment arm. When you put the composite together, of course, there's much fewer overall bleeds and the composite recurrent VTE with the treated arm than the untreated arm. And as it's important to say, none of the major bleeds were fatal. So it would seem that if you go out to 2 years now with anticoagulation, the bleeding risk is manageable with an INR goal of 2-3. But again, this is in the setting of a study, very close attention to detail, very select patients, but you definitely reduce PE. What's important to also realize is that patients who had PE recurred as PE. They didn't mainly recur as DVT. You seem to recur as what you present with initially. So if you present with a PE, you tend to have a recurrence as a PE. If you then look, when they stop anticoagulation in the treated arm and then follow them out to 41 months, and you continue to follow the placebo arm out to 41 months, the Kaplan-Meier curves for the event in terms of major bleeding with the composite of recurrent VTE start to come together. So now, by the end of 41 months, the rate of major bleeding and the rate of recurrent PE in both arms is actually equivalent. So the point is, once you stop the anticoagulation in that patient with unprovoked PE, not surprisingly, the rate of major bleeding decreases, but the rate of risk or the increased risk in terms of recurrent VTE begins. And it's that first 6 months after you stop anticoagulation, whether it's very early, say after the first 6 months of anticoagulation, or very late, after a total of 24 months of anticoagulation, that the risk of VTE goes up. And about half of the total risk over the entire 42-month period follow-up occurs in the first 6 months after discontinuation of anticoagulation. It's important to note that this really suggests that perhaps lifelong anticoagulation is something we need to consider in these patients with first unprovoked VTE, and maybe to consider that although they don't have an identified hypercoagulable state, they have one, it just doesn't have a name yet or a test yet that we can do to measure it. Overall, whether you did the 24 months and then stopped, or the 6 months and then stopped and followed again out to the same time point, there was no difference in mortality. But in a 360-patient study, I wouldn't expect there to be. So it really is underpowered to answer this question about the mortality trade-off. What I think this really suggests us is we need to reevaluate the risk-benefit equation when it comes to anticoagulation. And when we look in the era of the new novel oral anticoagulant agents, where the bleeding risk is much, much smaller in terms of the safety profile, maybe we need to consider extended anticoagulation. We have the extended anticoagulation of the Amplifier trial with apixaban, which actually suggested a benefit versus discontinuation. But now with these safer agents, we need to do larger trials in this very burdensome disease to really answer this question. Realize that this trial didn't really adjust for or deal with the issue of exposure to aspirin, because we certainly know aspirin as an agent after first unprovoked PE, after the cessation of full-strength anticoagulation with warfarin, does provide some small but not marginal benefit, and that wasn't allowed in this trial. So we can't really say what happens if these people had been on aspirin as well as, say, Coumadin, but realize we do recommend, or aspirin is recommended by the International Society of Thrombosis and Hemostasis for patients who have had first unprovoked PE, don't have a contraindication, and have finished their anticoagulation with full-strength warfarin. Again, very thought-provoking trial, really informs us in terms of what we don't know about the duration of anticoagulation for a very common and serious disease, and suggests we need to do much larger and newer trials that go out with longer periods of follow-up to answer this question. Again, the PATIS-PE trial in JAMA. This is Andy Shore from Washington, D.C.